KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Batuguza ratepayers are calling on the municipality and its workers to reach a deal to end an ongoing strike. Hundreds of workers affiliated with Sanwu downed tools this week, disrupting refuse removal and street cleaning services. The group marched to the municipal offices in Ballito over unpaid overtime, job grading disputes and delayed evaluations. Brian Pottinger is from the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association.
So there's been a major disruption of traffic. There's also been, and the reports we have, that there's been damage to property. And there's also been a substantial amount of littering. Litter taken and actually thrown onto the streets. And while the local bodies attempt to clean up that litter, it gets thrown back again. So it's been an inconvenience to local residents in terms of business activity, in terms of emergency vehicle movements. It's been a major damage to all of us.
Zunduzi Municipality has come under fire for refusing to cooperate with a forensic investigation by KZN COCTA. The probe, launched in March, is part of a wider investigation into three municipalities in the province. COCTA says while Gwatuguza and Nongoma are cooperating, Zunduzi has failed to do so. The department spokesperson, Senzo Mzila.
The MEC for COCTA, Reverend Tulasize Buthelezi, wrote to the municipality, placing it on terms to either cooperate or face the consequences of non-cooperation with a statutory investigation. The MEC is resolute in his commitment to enforcing good governance and accountability across all KZN municipalities and will not hesitate to act without fear or favour in the interest of residents and ratepayers.
The municipality says it hasn't received official correspondence from Buthelezi. And in the US, the son of Mexican drug kingpin El Chapo has agreed to plead guilty to drug trafficking as part of a plea deal. Ovidio Guzman is accused of conspiring to ship drugs, including cocaine and heroin, into the US through a cartel founded by his father. His plea hearing is scheduled for next week. And finally, new research shows more young people are earning outside formal jobs through self-employment. The latest quarterly employment statistics revealed youth unemployment sits at 44.6%, with full-time jobs dropping by 0.6%. But the Gen Z Economy Report, based on 900 respondents, says the figures only tell half the story. Student Village CEO Ronan Eris says young people aren't idle, but rather making plans to survive through informal work.
Only 16.6% of those people identify as unemployed. This is a generation that is making a plan. And really what they're doing is that they are economically active, they're just not being picked up by formal statistics.
He warns that underestimating Gen Z risks sidelining a key driver of South Africa's economic recovery.
The basic education system is horrific. So really that creates an environment for youth to either be neet, which is not in education, employment or training. And what we're seeing from a lot of young people is they're saying, I cannot rely on the government, I cannot rely on outsiders, I need to rely on myself.
The top story, Gwatuguza ratepayers want the municipality and its workers to reach a deal to end an ongoing strike, calling it a major inconvenience. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.